It's Thursday, the 29th of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Following the release of a media monitoring report on election coverage by the Office of the Media Ombudsman on Wednesday, Dr. Wanja Njuguna, a senior lecturer at NUST, expressed concern that releasing political party manifestos this late in the election year could affect the electorate and influence media coverage of different parties.
You want the electorate to know what you're bringing that is going to benefit them. Now, if you're going to tell me that just before elections, how do I decide? I'm going to be confused because most probably there will be 2-3 others doing that. Now, when you do it late in the year, you don't give me an opportunity to look at the policies you have. You know the problems in Namibia. What are you going to solve for me? There's also the importance of the electorate knowing what's a manifesto. Why should I interrogate the manifesto? And then you're not going to write the manifesto in only one language. You're going to most probably put it out in key languages in the country.
Remember, now we have the youth. The youth are very interested in voting. How do you communicate with the youth about what you're going to provide for them? Joblessness is a reality. You're not going to communicate to those ones on the newspaper. You're going to go where they are. You're going to TikTok. You're going to be where they actually look for that information.
CEO of the Cancer Association of Namibia, Rolf Hansen, is attending the 74th session of the World Health Organization Regional Committee for Africa, currently underway in Congo Brazzaville. Hansen says over 900,000 new cancer cases and 586,000 cancer deaths occur in the Africa region each year.
Timely diagnosis and access to appropriate treatment would significantly reduce this regional burden. And as a result, the cancer community warmly welcomes the proposed framework of local production of medicines and vaccines as a valuable step forward to fight cancer, support our patients, and help save lives in Africa.
To South Africa now, where State Prosecutor Billy Downer has urged the High Court in Pietermaritzburg, KwaZulu-Natal, to proceed with the scheduled arms deal trial dates despite former President Jacob Zuma's ongoing efforts to have him removed. Downer argues that the trial should go ahead as planned from April 2025.
It was on this basis that your lordship ordered that the application for the removal of me as a prosecutor in the criminal prosecution of Mr. Zuma and Talies was dismissed with more substantial reasons to be incorporated in this court's judgment at the conclusion of the trial. And your lordship further clarified to Mr. Zuma's counsel that the substantive reasons for the will be incorporated in the court's judgment at the end of the trial.
But former South African President Jacob Zuma's lawyer Dali Mpofu says setting a pre-trial date in the arms deal corruption case is premature while the application to recuse Downer remains unresolved.
Mr. Downer has correctly summarized the situation, except for his use of the phrase "get rid of me." Nobody wanted to get rid of him. We were exercising our rights to have a fair trial, which is a much more serious matter than getting rid of some individual.
And finally, the 2024 Paralympics action gets underway on Thursday with the first official day of competition. Namibia is being represented by 4 athletes at this year's Games. 22 gold medals are being handed out on 30 August as 11 days of sport begin.
The Games are now underway after a spectacular opening ceremony in the heart of the French capital on Wednesday. The opening day of Paralympic sporting action will see the first of 549 gold medals handed out. Thursday's medal events are in cycling, swimming, table tennis and taekwondo. Last time out in Tokyo, China topped the medal table, but they will face stiff competition from the United States, Great Britain and the hosts France, who had a very successful Olympics. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.